Well, sometimes baby comes first. Sometimes a baby arrives in a household that already has a dog in it. Either way, it's important that your dog accepts your baby's things as a normal part of the environment. He shouldn't be overly interested in them in any way, whether it's playing with them, tearing them apart, or being fearful of them. And this is easy to accomplish if you do it in measured steps. And if at all possible, you can do it before the baby comes home. So, here's my top 10 list of things to do to acclimate your dog to your baby's things. Number one, pick the session time carefully. Don't do it at a playtime or near meal time. Pick a time when your dog is normally relaxed. Number two, take your dog into a room with the objects you want him to get used to and bring a bag of his treats. Number three, get your dog to sit next to the baby's things and let him have a good sniff. Number four, pet him and praise him as he sniffs and even give him a treat. Talk to him calmly in a pleasant voice. Say something like, "Hey, good boy. What a good boy. These are baby's new things." Number five, if he shows too much interest, don't react immediately. If he sniffs for too long, starts licking, pawing, or mouthing them, then you can move him away and say, "Nope, it's not yours," and get him to sit. Or you can say, "No, leave it." Then you get him to sit, as I said before, quietly, then reward him for doing so. And then you reintroduce him to the baby's things, but just for a few seconds. And if he won't cooperate, you need to remove him for about a half an hour before trying again. If he loses interest in the baby's things, well, that's great, because that's what you want. Number six, increase exposure slowly. Start with, say, 5 minutes around the baby's things. Number seven, repeat this exercise because you need to do this at least once a day. And hopefully your dog will lose interest in the objects more and more quickly each time. Number eight, have quiet time with your dog in the nursery or wherever the baby's things are. Grab a book for you, a chewy for him, and just hang out there together for some time. It's okay for your dog to explore a little, but keep a close eye on him and make sure he doesn't get destructive. And you can do this for as little as 10 or 15 minutes and work up to an hour. Number nine, avoid punishment. You don't want your dog getting negative associations around your baby's things or baby's space. Remove him for excessive excitement, but don't punish him. And finally, number 10, don't leave the dog alone with the baby's things until you are sure he won't be destructive to them. So there you have it. 10 steps to acclimating your dogs to your baby's things. You can do this with all of your baby's stuff. Strollers, car seats, diapers, anything for your baby that is new to the house. I remember when I was trying to acclimate my dogs to my daughter Hope's stuff, I found it quite amusing because they were a little bit afraid every time I went to move the stroller. And it also took some time for me to get used to walking my dogs with this big, huge stroller. And at the same time, it was a good adjustment for us all because we all had great times on our outings. Well, the